Hey everyone, Salt and Pepper Daddy here. So I just want to take a minute to go over something with y'all. This is about my post about where are the women at that don't cheat and want to have a guy, that one. So just a little update. I posted that on here on TikTok and on my Facebook. Combined, I have over 2 million views and over 34,000 comments. And what's sad, unfortunately, is the majority of those comments are women saying that they're hurt, and I hate that for y'all, for one, that they're hurt, they're fed up, and staying at home. And in addition to that one, there are a lot of comments by women. The majority of the comments were from women. There was a couple dudes in there being smart asses, which is just dumb comments. But the other comment was the fact that they've given up. They I think I said this already, they stay home. They just want nothing to do with dating. And they've been single and they were going to remain single. And I feel bad. I mean, I've been through my share of relationships, and I'm not saying that, you know, every people just need to get over, you know, their hurt or anything. So don't think that I'm saying that. The problem that I have is the fact that there's so much hurt out there, which is obvious. But one of the things I've said in my lives multiple times is the fact that, you know, put up a wall around your heart, right? But you need to be able to give the person that you want to date or have some type of romantic interest in access. Give them a door. Let them put their foot in the door, right? So that way you can at least allow them to see a little bit, and if something occurs, then slam the door shut on their foot, right? Or continually crack it open a little bit at a time. That way you never have to let the walls down around your heart. Stay protected, why not, right? I do the same thing with myself. I'm very, very cautious nowadays, and I've been hurt, I've been upset, I've been cheated on, whole slew of things. But I still hold out hope a little bit in the sense that eventually maybe I'll find somebody that actually, I don't need anybody to fill the void. I need somebody to compliment with an E, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. Look it up if you don't know what I mean by that. Compliment my life and bring me peace, just like I want to bring peace to my person and be that protector and that safety and allow her to be in her feminine energy and just allow her to feel loved and cared for. But anyways, I just want to say that real quick because I hate that for anybody, really. So I got cut off there for a second. Like I was saying, I hate that for anybody, and men or women. It's sad, and I hate to see so many sad comments. And there's some funny comments on there too, and I love and appreciate the humor and everything. And it really was just about humor, but also a certain level of seriousness also. Why not, right? Why can't we have those things? Why can't we find somebody that doesn't want to cheat, just wants to build a life with your person, right? It's difficult, especially nowadays. Many, like the dating pool is a cesspool nowadays. Well, yeah, you know, a lot of comments also are like women saying that they're looking for men that want the same thing. Well, there are men wanting the same thing from women. We're both wanting the same things from both sides, right? So somebody needs to come out of their house for one, and somebody needs to make the effort, right? So, I mean, it really comes down to that. I mean, we can't just stay bottled up in our house. But if you're happy with that, then stay like that. Get you a bunch of cats or dogs or do whatever. Foster some, you know, animals or whatever. Get a horse, I don't know. Go horseback riding. Do whatever. Just, you know, find your peace. That's really what it comes down to. So I just want to say that real quick. And I'm about to get on live, and maybe I'll see some of y'all. See ya.